This evening, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 40. And these are God's words. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?" This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew that what he was intending to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed it to those who were seated, likewise also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Therefore, when people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." And so Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. Now when the evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. And after getting into a boat, they started to cross the Sea of Capernaum. It had already became dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea began to be stirred up because the strong wind was blowing. Then, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." So they were willing to receive him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. The next day the crowd that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other small boat there except one, and that Jesus had not entered with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. There came other small boats from Tiberias near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father God has set his seal." Therefore they said to him, "What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." And so they said to him, "What then do you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." And those are the words of God. So here we see again that Christ is the bread of life. He is Yahweh in the first part here, proving that he is the Messiah. He's taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, feeding the approximate 20,000 people. It's the 5,000 men plus the women and children, about 20,000 people, and still having 5 baskets left of full of leftovers. And the people coming to him, because he had been doing these signs, the people coming to him withdrew himself from them. He did. And we see him again proving to be the Lord in Christ, because he comes walking on the water to the disciples when they are on the boat going to Capernaum. And the crowds flocked to him. And Jesus rebukes them. He rebukes them for seeking him because of the miracles that he was performing and not seeing the signs for what they truly are, showing that he is the Christ and he has come. And they must long for spiritual food, not physical. Jesus then explains this spiritual food in the rest of the passage that we read. And he claims that he is Yahweh by saying in verse 35, "I am. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." And of this spiritual food, coming and feeding upon Christ alone, only those of the Father that the Father gives come to Christ. And does Christ receive them? So who are all those who the Father gives? Verse 40, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. And I myself will raise him up on the last day." And that is the promise to all who hear with their ears this evening, that if you come to Christ by faith, you will be raised up on the last day and have eternal life. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, of which if we feed upon him, we will always be satisfied. Even if physically we are starving and have no food and no drink, we will still be satisfied because we are satisfied in him alone. Father, we're thankful that you have given us already in this book the living water in John chapter 4, and here the bread of life, the living food. And we ask that you would help us to feed and drink upon Christ alone. For he is the bread of life. He is the living water. And Father, we praise you. We thank you that you have given us the hope that is within us by your Holy Spirit through the gospel. We're thankful that you give us that hope, but not only give us it one time and then maybe let it dwindle away, but that you keep feeding it. You keep feeding this fire, we might say, feeding the fire of hope, and continually giving us hope, continually manifesting all the promises that we find in the scriptures, and seeing over and over that you are faithful to your promises because you're God and you are faithful always. My Father, we're thankful that you're not only patient with us, but faithful, covenantly faithful to your promises, that you keep every single one. Because if you would not keep one, just one, you would not be faithful and you would not be God. But you are God. And so we are thankful that you are truly the living and true God. We thank you that you are truly a God who loves us, who cares for us, who keeps us in body and soul, and you protect us from the evil one, because you lead us not into temptation. You do deliver us from evil, and we're thankful that you are a God who does so because you love us in Christ Jesus your Son. Father, we're thankful again that you are blessing us as a congregation. We're thankful that you have kept us and guided us and guarded us for thus these many years and thus far in our lives. Father, we pray that you would help our unity, that you would grow us to be one, not only amongst ourselves, but amongst all the churches of Jesus Christ throughout the world. We know that is somewhat impossible, and yet even this day we have worshiped together with the saints who have been made perfect and those throughout the world who come before your throne. We pray that you would grow your kingdom and your church. And Father, we ask that you would bless one of the churches near us that we know well, the Shawnee Church, that as they have called a pastor, and we pray that you would have that man, if it is your will, to receive that call, and if not, that you would give greater wisdom to the Shawnee Church. Please, we pray, provide a minister, a stable minister for them, and we know that you have in the way of partial time with Greg Steiner, and we're thankful for his ministry as stated supply. Pray that you would help them, though, find a pastor for them. And Father, we also pray that you would help us, that you would grow us in numbers and in sanctification and holiness, that you would have us to hear the word even this evening. And Father, further, we pray as we will be reading in Daniel, remembering nations and governments, we pray for our nation, that you would help them to love you and obey you and submit to you in all things, submitting to Christ in all things, for he is King of all kings. And pray that you would exalt his name much higher than the heavens are above the earth. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.